Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, February 25th, 2020. Berlin's districts want to convert hundreds of car parking spaces into parking spaces for e-scooters in the next few months. Transportation Senator Regina Günther of the Greens issued plans in November on how parking spaces for e-scooters must be designed, creating the possibility for districts to convert parking spaces for cars into parking zones for scooters and bicycles. The plans are particularly extensive in Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, where a total of 500 parking spaces will be eliminated to make room for e-scooters and rental bikes. The first new parking spaces are to be installed in March. The planning in Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf is also already concrete, where they intend to have the first parking areas set up for the next summer season. At the start of the new season in spring, the Senate Traffic Administration currently expects 16,000 electric scooters on the streets. In addition, four other companies have announced that they intend to enter the Berlin market, making it clear that the streets will be full again. While Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg and Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf plans are progressing rapidly, other districts are treading lightly. The discrepancy is particularly noticeable in Mitte. While Mitte's district mayor Stefan von Dossel of the Greens said in October that in the entire district there's space for about 1,000 parking spaces for multiple e-scooters and rental bikes each, there are no concrete plans as of yet. The Mitte district office announced that, first of all, providers have to name where e-scooters are parked most frequently, and only one provider has complied with this request. Von Dossel defended his hesitant approach, stating that at Unter den Linden and Checkpoint Charlie, everything is always a bit more complicated, and where the district already is converting many car parking spaces into bicycle stands. He added, quote, "A reasonable number of parking spaces should be created in midsummer." Several e-scooter zones are to be created in Neukölln, primarily in the 5-meter area at intersections where cars are not allowed to park. But a lot is still unclear, including how the conversion will be paid for. A district spokesperson is reported to have commented that district funds will definitely not be sufficient for this new measure in 2020. Pankow also stated that it does not yet have the financial means for the measure. In Schöneberg, District City Councilor Christiana Heiss stated that a maximum of 5 parking spaces are to be converted initially. Criticism of the speed of some districts to create scooter parking is coming from Lime, the largest e-scooter provider in Berlin. Lime Germany head Yashar Seife is calling upon the districts to, quote, "promptly create the urgently needed infrastructure," and added that experience from other European cities shows that scooter parking spaces are, quote, "the only sensible solution to ensure that all road users can live together in an orderly manner." Meanwhile, Mitte, together with providers, has established a series of new banned zones for e-scooters. After the Brandenburg Gate and the Holocaust Memorial, these now include Unter den Linden, Leipziger Platz and Potsdamer Platz, the Museuminsel and the Gendarmenmarkt, Nikolai Quarter, Hackescher Markt, and Leopoldplatz. In the future, Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg will have a hotline to report found syringes. At least this is what the Greens want and are calling for a telephone number as well as an email address to be placed, quote, "prominently" on the district office's website. Key information for people after they've come in contact with a syringe is also to be added. The background of the proposal is a case from last autumn when a 4-year-old stepped barefoot onto an abandoned heroin syringe at the playground at the Wassertorplatz, not far from Kottbusser Tor. The hotline is also intended to enable the district office to react more quickly, for example, to clean playgrounds more often where findings are reported frequently. Apart from the area around Kottbusser Tor and Wassertorplatz, problem areas include Skalitzerplatz and, in some cases, Möckernbrücke U-Bahn station and Hallischer Ufer, as well as Hallisches Tor U-Bahn and Mehringplatz. However, the idea of the Greens is not entirely new. As of last year, syringe findings can be reported via the Ordnungsamt app or online. There, however, users have to give a fairly exact address, which is usually difficult in the case of parks. In addition to syringe reporting, according to the Senate Health Administration, funds for drug consumption areas, or rooms where addicts can consume drugs under hygienic conditions and in a protected atmosphere, have recently been, quote, significantly increased. According to this, almost 1.64 million euros were available last year. For 2020 and 2021, the amount is more than twice as much at 3.55 million euros. New drug consumption rooms are to be set up and the opening hours of existing rooms extended. So far, there are three of these rooms, on Birkenstrasse in Moabit, on Reichenberger Strasse in Kreuzberg, and on Karl-Marx-Strasse in Neukölln. According to reporting, two more are planned by 2021, provided that suitable premises can be found. The existing spaces are only open for 4 to 6 hours from Monday to Friday, and the one in Neukölln is also open for 5 hours on Saturdays. According to the Health Administration, the target is 8 hours, 7 days a week. Since many addicts are homeless, Health City Councilor Falko Liike of the CDU recently called for consumption rooms that are also open at night. In addition, a new center of social assistance for alcohol and drug addicts is expected to open at Kauppasertor in the middle of the year. Because of the surprisingly strong outbreak of the coronavirus in Italy, resulting in 3 deaths, the Senate Administration for Health in Berlin is reacting. People who have been in the regions affected by the outbreak in northern Italy and who return to Berlin should contact a doctor for safety reasons. Spokeswoman Lena Hogemann remarked, quote, "Those who have been in the affected area in northern Italy themselves or who've had contact with someone from the affected area should have a telephone consultation conducted. This can be done via the hotline of the Health Administration at 030-90-282828 or with family doctors. The Health Administration has also put together further information on the internet at berlin.de. On Sunday evening, the police arrested 2 suspected men posing as police officers in Friedrichshain. According to authorities, an unknown person called a 78-year-old living on Karl Marx Allee and asked her to put valuables and money in a bag in the hallway under the pretext of being a police officer, saying that the bag would then be picked up by another officer. The 78-year-old became skeptical and her husband alerted the real police around 7:30 p.m. Arriving officers observed a 30-year-old man shortly afterwards who was looking for the bag in the entrance area of the apartment building. The officers identified themselves and arrested the man along with a 14-year-old accomplice. The older suspect was taken into custody and the juvenile was handed over to his mother. The police are familiar with this fake cop scam. The State Criminal Police Office therefore warned the public, especially the aging community, that real police officers would never come to one's home to collect money, advise not to keep valuables or large amounts of cash at home, and to never let strangers into your home. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de or hear us on Spotify and Bear Radio, and then connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.